Proclamation number 8732 of 21st of January, 1964. Love of God constantly promotes the return of beings. I will always inform you that you are creations of a power, whose exceedingly great love caused it to call you into being. You are products of this exceedingly great love, and what love once let come into being, it will also eternally no longer want to give up or lose, but it will do everything to chain the created ever more firmly to itself, yet not in compulsion, but only through love. A being which, like me myself, is love in its primal element cannot do otherwise than constantly emanate love, and this radiant power is of such effect that nothing created being like can keep itself eternally distant from it, even though it once made the attempt and turned away from my ray of love when it refused to continue receiving my illumination of love. This process will forever be incomprehensible to you men, exactly because you as man are neither able to grasp infinite love nor the power, which once moved your creator to create the beings. And yet it took place because the created beings were like me supremely perfect and therefore also in possession of free will, which enabled them to direct themselves towards every side because it wanted to test its strength and also demonstrate the resistance within itself. This indeed to its own disadvantage, for a resistance against me is equal to deepest wretchedness, whereas I myself am and will remain the epitome of supreme bliss and the approach to me. The awareness of my presence puts every being into a state of supreme bliss. But love always wants to cause happiness. Love wants to give itself away and work together in intimate communion. And since my fundamental nature is therefore love, my will to be happy will also never cease and will try with all its strength on those who keep themselves distant from me in wrong thinking and wrong wanting. My power will again and again seek to illuminate those who put themselves on the defensive towards me because they are also products of my exceedingly great love and they need my illuminations to be happy. That their own will itself robs them of happiness does not prevent me to nevertheless court their love and to do everything to cause them to return to me and to show them a way back to me, which certainly always first free will has to start. However exactly the possibility exists to once reach the aim, which consists in the union with me. To you men, who have reached the last station on this way of return to me, I again and again give knowledge of it, in what your actual purpose of earth life consists, so that you do not cover this earth life unsuccessfully. For as soon as you reach your aim you will enter a supernatural state of which you, as human beings, have no idea. A state in which you were in the beginning, when you had gone out from me as products of my love. An infinitely long period of time lies between this exit from me and your present existence, and you are close to the end of a process which lets creatures of my might become children of my love. You are about to be able to rule and work again in a completely spiritualized state in the spiritual kingdom which is the real kingdom of eternity and to leave all illusory life behind you when you only fulfill the purpose of earthly life, to shape yourselves back into love again, in order to be able to merge with me, as the eternal love, again. And on the other hand you are in the greatest danger to have walked your eternally long way of development upwards in vain if you now fail and reject my love again, which alone guarantees you an eternal life. For you will not be forced to change your will, you will have to give it to me of your own accord and open yourselves to my illumination of love again, and truly, you will exchange an unhappy life for eternal bliss, while on the other hand you cannot be spared the banishment and the creations of Earth again, because you will have to reach the final aim one day, even if eternities will pass over it. But to be away from me means deepest unhappiness. But the union with me consists of constant love radiance, constant bliss and happiness, constant freedom and power and brightest light until all eternity. It is an exceedingly blissful fate, which awaits you, towards which you should strive in all earnestness in earth life, and I can only ever inform you of it, but I cannot and will not apply any compulsion, because as my creatures you possess a free will, which I will not touch forever, which therefore determines your fate itself and which you ought to freely submit to mine, to then also be able to be happy unlimitedly until all eternity. Amen.